My Govanan, welcome to the Tolkien Lore Channel. I'm the Tolkien Geek, and it's time for some more Thursday Tolkien thoughts. And today I am thinking about Gollum and Elven Rope and Limbas. And what got me thinking about this actually is if you followed my channel recently, you might have known that I was a guest on a podcast doing answering trivia questions from the movies, and I'll find the link to that and put it in the description below so you can watch that if you like. The episode I did was on the Fellowship of the Ring, but recently he also came out with an episode on the Two Towers with somebody else, and one of the questions was about Gollum being burned by the rope, and they started talking about why that is, and they were kind of speculating that it's because Gollum is really evil and the elves are really good and all this stuff, and I'm not sure the answer is actually quite that simplistic. There could be something to that, of course, because Gollum is very corrupted, and the thought that I had is a little in the same line, but going down a slightly different path, because it does have to do with his corruption by the ring, but it has less to do with the fact that it's evil versus good, and more to do with the fact that it is leading him down a path that is going to put him in the Wraith world versus the fact that he's becoming more evil, and it makes him less earthy and solid, I guess you might say. And here's why I think that. When the company is leaving Lothlórien and they give him the elven cloaks, one of the hobbits asks, "Are these magic?" And the elf who's there says, "I do not know what you mean by that. They are fair garments, and the web is good, for it was made in this land. They are elvish robes, certainly, if that is what you mean. Leaf and branch, water and stone, they have the hue and beauty of all these things under the twilight of Lórien that we love, for we put the thought of all that we love into all that we make." So, the thought of all that they love goes into all that they make, and that would include, of course, the elven bread and the elven rope, including, not just the elven cloaks. And that, I think, has a lot to do with what's going on with Gollum, more so than him just being evil because of the corruption of the ring. Certainly, those two things are related because the ring corrupting him, making him more evil over time, and him being corrupted by the ring and therefore closer to kind of the Wraith world are related because they're both induced by the ring. But I don't think if he wasn't becoming more Wraith-like over time, thanks to his use of the ring, that he would, just be burned by elven rope or something like that, because lots of people touch those things that aren't necessarily, pure and good and don't burn their hands or, So it's not like it's just a simple thing of anything that elves make is going to burn somebody who's evil. And the thing is about elves are not. We tend to think of them this way, but elves are not just pure good people. There's lots of really nasty things in the elves' history in the Silmarillion that really don't really allow for that interpretation. But the love of all that the things that they love go into what they make, and that's, includes, as he says, like the trees, the water, the, earthy things present in the real world. And I think the fact that Gollum is becoming more Wraith-like over time means that his connection to like a real world is kind of fading. I mean, he still lives off of real fish and all these other things, and he is therefore, still tied to the world in some sense. But the connection that elves have to the land and their love for the land and the things in the land, the trees, the rocks, the rivers, all of those things, that love of Earth is really anathema to the idea of losing your physical body and becoming just a wraith. And I think that's probably more where this distaste for Limbus and inability to handle the touch of elven rope is coming from. But those are just my thoughts, and it's certainly not ever clearly defined what's going on here in the scene where Gollum is being burned or frozen or whatever, he uses several different terms by the rope. So it's kind of open-ended. And if anybody else has thoughts on it, I'd love to hear them in the comments below. But that's your Thursday Tolkien thoughts for today, and I'll see you on the next one. Thanks to all the channel supporters, especially Elf Friends PA Brew News, Tracy Meehan, Nathan DeFore, Paul Leone, and Oleg Gregg.